I have a question to ask the congregation. Have you studied your Bible? How many of you studied your Bible this week? Raise your hand. Oh, I see some hands are counted down there. Oh. Ask yourself this question. Are you a Bible scholar, a Bible student, or simply a Bible toter? I want to give out a few reading assignments, so grab your Bibles. This is a participatory lecture here. Brother Lee, will you get me Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 20? That? Brother Mac Reynolds, give me Acts 8, 26 through 28. Brother William Burnside, get me Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Brother Milton, get me Acts 17, 10 through 11. Is Brother Bell with me? Oh, he's with the baby. Well, Brother Ballinger, get me Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. Brother Jackson, get me Matthew 11, 28 through 29. Brother Smith, get me Acts 17 through 30. 17 and 30. Brother Miles, yeah, I see you snuck in there, Judge. Give me John 5 and 39. Brother Willie Burnside Sr., give me John 6 and 45. Brother Carter, grab your Bible there, Brother Carter. Get me Romans 15 and 4. Brother Isaiah Lee, get me Psalms 37 and 31. Brother Cabot, get me 2 Timothy 2 and 7. Brother Michael Davis, get me Philippians 4, 8 through 9. Brother Little, give me 1 Peter 3, 15. Brother Paul Davis, give me 2 Peter 3, 15 through 17. I'll be calling on you in a moment. Let us go to God in prayer. Yes. I missed one. Who did I miss? Don't worry about it. I'll get to you. I got something just for you. Let us go to God in prayer. Most holy and precious Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for all the things that you have done for us during this week when you did not have to. Thank you for giving us the clarity of mind and the strength in our limbs. The jobs that we go to, we want to thank you. Sometimes we don't thank you enough, but we need to give thanks. Not just during this period of Thanksgiving, but all, every day, every hour and every minute that you allow us to draw breath, we should say thank you. We want to thank you in all the things that you have done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you about the three W's of study. The three W's, where, when, and why. Why? Where should you study your Bible? When should you study your Bible? And most definitely, why you should study your Bible. Brother Lee, Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 20, what does it say? It says you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you what? When you rise up. So where? Any place will do. Pull out your Bible and study it. Brother Mac Reynolds, Acts 8, 26 through 28, what does it say? Thank you. He was doing what? He was sitting in his what? His chariot, right? Here was a man, he was coming back home, right? Going back to Ethiopia. And he was sitting in his chariot doing what? Reading what? Reading his Bible, right? And now let's face it. Now, they didn't have this nice compact Bible that we had. They had a what? A scroll. So he was there with his scroll, sitting there reading. Now, of course, obviously, he wasn't driving the chariot at the same time. He had a driver. But he was reading his Bible. What disturbs you? You have time. You're sitting there on the bus with the CTA. What's to stop you from whipping out your Bible and doing a little study? So where can I study my Bible? Anywhere. Anywhere you want to, you can study your Bible. Now, the next one is, next W is when. When should I study my Bible? Psalms 1, 1 through 3, Brother Burnside. He meditates it on when? Day and night. So, when should you study? Anytime will do. You can't sleep? You're awake in bed? You got insomnia? Whip out your Bible and talk to the Master. Acts 17, 10 through 11, Brother Milton, what does it say? How often did they examine the scriptures? Every day. Let me hear you say it, church. Every day. And how many times did you do it this week? Oh, come on now. Some of you, I'm sure, probably didn't even pick up your Bible this week. Now, that brings us to Bible scholar, Bible student, and Bible toter. A Bible scholar is a learned person who others believe has gained some mastery in the Bible, but is still a student. A Bible student is a person who studies their Bible. But are you a Bible toter? This is simply a person who carries their Bible. What do you mean, just carries their Bible? It means that you wake up Sunday morning and you might be looking at your wife and go, honey, where did I put my Bible? Because you don't remember where you last put it. Because that's how long it's been since you picked it up. So she tells you where it is. Oh, you left it on the shelf, on the bookshelf. And so you go there and you pick it up and you take it with you on Sunday morning and you set it next to you while the preacher preaches the sermon. Never cracking the Bible open. And then once the sermon is through, you pick it back up and you tote it back home and put it back on the shelf. That's a Bible toter. Now, which one are you? Have you studied your Bible, or are you just toting your Bible around for show? Ask yourself that question. Now, finally, we come down to the most important W, the why. There are 6 points I want you to consider why you should study your Bible. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9, who has it? Yes.
And thou shalt write
Gee, that sounds familiar. Didn't we just read that? It was so important that Moses wrote it down twice. But here he puts a little bit more emphasis on it, Brother Harris. He said, I knew what? I commanded you. Notice that was not, would you please read your Bible? Would you maybe take a look at it every now and then? He said, commanded you to read your Bible and to study it. Who has Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 19? Anyone? Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 19? That's it. That's it. Keep going. Notice that the kings were required to do what? Write by hand the laws from a book that the Levites gave them. Why? Because they would have a copy of it so that they can do what? Study. And so that their steps would not slip and that they would know what thus saith the Lord. You have written for you the Bible. Your job is to do what? Study it. Matthew 11, 28 through 29, just to make sure that you don't think it's just coming from the Old Testament. Brother Jackson.
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Here is Jesus Christ. What did he say, Brother Jackson? He said what? Learn from me. How can you learn from Christ? You aren't there, right? You can't be there. But he has left what? His word for you to study. So Christ himself has said, commanded that you learn from me. And the only way you can learn from him is to study his word. Who has Acts 17 and 30? I do believe that's you, Brother Smith. In the past, God winked at ignorance. Guess what? He ain't winking anymore. Brother Miles will tell you that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You have no excuse. The word is here. Your duty is to study it. Learn of Christ. So, if God winks at ignorance, how do we learn now? Brother Harris, you have Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. How do we learn about Christ? How are we going to do that? How are we going to learn what God wants us to do? In the past, God spoke to us by what? By the prophets, right? He speaks to us now how? By his son, right? His son's words are recorded for us. Where are they recorded? Can't hear you. There you go. So, that's point number one. It's been commanded for you to study. Point number two brings one to Christ. Brother Miles, you have John 5 and 39. It says, do what?
Search
the Scriptures.
For in them,
you have what? You have eternal life. You have to search the Scriptures, right? Where do you learn about Jesus Christ? Except that you search the Scriptures. John 6 and 45, what does it say, Brother Burnside? There it is right there. It was written in the what? The prophets. The prophets wrote about Jesus Christ. And it shall be taught of God that every man therefore has heard and learned of the Father comes to who? Comes to Christ. So how can you learn of the Father and of the Son unless you have studied your Bible? Well, the preacher will tell me everything I need to know. But the problem is, you won't know if the preacher's right. Why? Because you did not study your Bible. I can get up here and tell you anything. I can tell you that the sky is red and you probably believe it. Because you failed to study what thus saith the Lord. Not that Brother Burnside would willingly mislead you, but let's face it, I'm a man. I make mistakes. But you're not going to be able to catch those mistakes because you didn't study your Bible. So I could get up here and say just about anything, and you'll all be going, yeah, that's right, Brother Burnside. Amen. Hallelujah. I could be lying through my teeth, and you wouldn't know it. Helps one to lead a holy life. Romans 15 and 4, Brother Carter. What was written before time is for our what? Our learning. Well, now, you got to be good students to learn, don't you? Which means you got to study. So that we could have what? Hope. It straightens one's path. I won't be long. It straightens one's path. Psalms 37 and 31, Brother Isaiah Lee, what does it say? His feet will not slip. If you know what thus saith the Lord, you will be able to keep on the straight and narrow path, and your feet, Brother Lee, will not slip. So it straightens your path. You don't have to worry about that crooked path. You keep your feet on the straight and narrow path. But it requires that you know what thus saith the Lord. It gives insight. Brother Cabot, you have 2 Timothy 2 and 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord does what? Gives you understanding in all things. So we have to understand. Not only do we have to study, but we want to understand what we study, right? Which is the reason why we have Wednesday night Bible class. And we have Sunday morning Bible class so that we can come together and do what? Reason one with another. But some of you must not want to reason one with another because I don't see you at either one. Now, some of you, I'm sure, some of you are working. But some of you just didn't get out of bed early enough in the morning to make it here. Those of you who have been working, I'll give you a pass. But those of you who just didn't decide to wake up in the morning, you have a God to answer to. Philippians 4, 8 and 9, what does it say, Brother Michael Davis? Notice what Paul says here. It says the things which you have what? Learned. Got to study to learn. And received and heard and saw in me. What does he say? These do. So you got to study to know what thus says the Lord. And it will give you insight. And the most important reason why you have to study is to be able to answer. Brother Little, you have 1 Peter 3 and 15. How can you give a reason for the hope that you have if you have not studied what thus saith the Lord? How can you tell somebody else about Christ if you haven't studied it yourself? Well, somewhere in the Bible it says, where in the Bible does it say that? I've heard a lot of people say that it's in the Bible. Well, a penny earned and a penny saved, that's in the Bible. You let me know if you can find it in there. Oh, but you have to study to do that. Right? So we must study to show account of ourselves, rightly dividing the word of truth. And now as I bring this to a close, 2 Peter 3, 15 through 17. But Brother Lewis, give me Proverbs 4 and 7. You didn't thought I had forgotten about you, didn't you? 2 Peter 3, 15 through 17. What does it say, Brother Paul Davis? Notice what it says here. It says, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are what? Unlearned and unstable rest. It's hard for them to understand it because they have not studied. They have not gathered together with other like-minded brothers and sisters and reasoned with thus saith the Lord. You are unlearned because you choose to be. God winked at ignorance, people. He's not winking at ignorance anymore. And I will say this, ignorant people aren't getting into heaven. You have to know what thus saith the Lord. And finally, Proverbs 4 and 7, Brother Lewis. Wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get what? Wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? Wisdom comes from God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But with all thy getting, get what? An understanding. You have to understand what you study. That's why we come together so that we can help one another. Now, there's one other thing that you're going to find in your Bible that you need to study. It's the only place where you're going to find the plan of salvation. Let me know if you find it anywhere else. So what do I need to do? First, you got to hear. And I hope you have heard what I've said. Romans 10 and 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You then have to believe. Acts 16, 30 and 31. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. You are to repent. That means that you do a 180-degree turn. Notice I did not say 360. 360 only puts you right back where you were. You have to turn from what you're doing and go in the opposite direction. You want to run toward the Lord instead of running away from him like you've been doing. And he said, Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Finally, you got to confess. Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is with the mouth that you have to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And finally, you ought to be baptized. Mark 16 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Notice what Christ said here. He said you have to be what? Baptized. So don't let anybody else tell you that you don't have to be baptized. And finally, you are to continue in the faith. 2 Timothy 3 and 14. But continue thou in things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We have to continue in the faith. Now you have heard the word. I hope that you give heed to what has been said. If you are in need of salvation, now is the time, now is the hour. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. You only have today. If you don't get it right now, you don't get another chance. As we stand to sit